Hallelujah. Oh, what a joy it is to worship our true and living God. It is such a joy to worship a God that warms our hearts, a God that gives us peace. Oh, mighty God, what a God you are. So tonight, brethren, I am blessed with the privilege to introduce our speaker for tonight. Our dear brother Scott. Brother Scott, a man of God, born and raised in Warsop, Trelawney, Jamaica. He studied biblical and pastoral studies at the Jamaica Open Bible Institute and has also served as head deacon and church board member at the Victory Open Bible Church in Spanish Town, Jamaica. Brother Scott is the husband of Mrs. Ava Scott. He is the father of two grown children, Ariel and Emmanuel. So as we hear the introduction of this man of God, man of experience in God, a man of authority, a man that has been promoted to the stages that he's at and the stages that he's experienced in life, I pray that we will have an open heart, and I pray that we will have such a hunger for the word that will come tonight that even he himself will be in astonishment the revelations that shall flow. Because people of God, trust me, when you come with a hunger for the word of God, it's like you're pulling things from heaven. You knock on heaven's door, and you have, God Almighty has no choice but to reveal to us what we hunger for. Because what did he say? For those who hunger and blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Right? So as we hunger and thirst, expect the blessing through the man of God that will come tonight. Let us make welcome our dear brother Scott, who is our speaker for tonight. Man of God, I hope you're ready. I should have asked that first before I jumped into the intro. And of course, we'll do our prayer request afterwards. Sorry. So man of God, are you ready to greet the platform?
Amen, my sister. I give God thanks for you. Led us into a beautiful devotion. I greet everyone in the mighty name of Jesus, our soon coming King. Thank you, Sister Camille, for the invite.
Greetings.
To God be the glory. I just want to praise the Lord. He is good and he is worthy to be praised. Our sister just led the devotion. She said that the first song that she sung, Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary. She said that sanctuary should not only be the housing of the Holy Spirit, but it should also showcase the Spirit of God that is within us. And that's powerful. And I want to take that away with me. I want to borrow it. I want to use it. I want my light to show shine so that it showcases, hallelujah, the Spirit of Almighty God.
Amen.
Today is a wonderful day. You know, it's a time that Christians are going through a lot of stuff. And I thank God for us all. Not for you all, but for us all that has been going through some stuff, because we know that the trying of our faith worketh patience, and it will cause something beautiful to come through from the pain that we're going through. So you here online tonight, been going through some stuff, count it all joy. Count it all
Amen.
Joy, because you're going to come through with a mighty testimony. It's not...
Hallelujah.
It's not that you go through the stuff that you're going through right now. Hallelujah. I know you're pushing. I know you're praying. I know you're seeking. I know you're holding on. But as when this is all done and out, you're going to look back and say, look what the Lord has done. Amen. Our theme that we have for this week, I don't know if it's for the week or for the month or for this season, is men ought always to pray. For the season. Amen. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. And I believe it's coming from St. Luke chapter 18, 1 to 8. And I want to speak on a topic, prayer works. Amen. Let us pray. Kind, loving Heavenly Father, how we worship and give you thanks tonight. You are worthy, mighty God, of all praise, honor, and glory. There is none like you, none compares to you. We love you, mighty God, because you first love us. You show us what love is. And here we are as a people that are hungering and thirsting after your word, Lord God. Yes. We are here online, mighty God, not in our own self, but we are drawn by your spirit. Yes, mighty God, we could have been otherwise minded, but here we are. Yes. So get something more from you, mighty God, because we recognize yes. that our strength at best is weak. And so, mighty God, we come against every distraction, even now. We come against every network issues, every problem in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray that no phone calls will disturb us. Nothing, mighty God, will disturb us tonight, but cause us to be in a place, hallelujah, a place of worship where we are free to lift our hands and glorify you, mighty God. We know that something good is about to happen in this place, even now, mighty God. I pray that you will saturate the very presence. Yes, Lord, where your people are right now, mighty God. You will fill it with your Holy Spirit. Yes, mighty God, I pray that you will move from heart to heart in the name of Jesus and cause, Lord God, that we'll be standing on holy ground because your presence is here, mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray, God, that you will meet us at the point of need in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that you'll elevate us to a place in you, mighty God, where we will see you high and lifted up. Yes, Lord, I pray that angels with drawn sword will be all around us. Yes, Lord, I feel your presence here on this line. I pray in the name of Jesus that no weapon come against the people of God will stand, and every tongue that shall rise up against it, we condemn it even now. The fire of the Holy Ghost be upon your people even now, mighty God. Yes, Lord, we need something more from you, Lord. Your word tells us that men ought to pray and not to faint and not to lose heart, mighty God. And so, Lord God, we're holding you at your word tonight. And we know, Lord, you're going to come through for us in a mighty and powerful way as we give ourselves to you unreservingly. In Christ's name we pray. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. 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 By your spirit, mighty God. By your spirit. Yes, mighty God. Work your work. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Something is happening on this line tonight. Only God knows. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mighty God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's someone here tonight that hasn't been on for some weeks now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have been absent for some weeks now. Yes, 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 yes. It's not by your choice that you have been absent. Hallelujah. But it has been a battle that you are going through. But God said to tell you tonight that he's going to see you through it. He's going to take you from place to place. It's not going to be you anymore, but he's the one that is going to work in you and through you to bring forth his holy presence. So don't shy away from the presence of God or to assemble yourself on this platform. Don't shy away from it. Because there is something in store for you. Don't shy away. Don't shy away. Don't shy away. But assembly, come together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is doing something marvelous on this platform tonight. And he will continue to do his good work on it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. The text, I want to quickly just read through it. St. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. And he said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Some translation have it, not to lose heart. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, that's the king, he would not avenge her for, of our adversary for a while. But afterwards he said unto himself, within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried night, day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? There's a lot of words that we will get accustomed to as we look at the scripture, avenge, and we speedily, we're going to look at the wearing of the king, and all of that, you fear not man nor God. But as we go through this passage, I pray that God will open our spiritual eyes so that we will come to an understanding of what is happening right in this very passage. It is a parable. And you know, parable is, Jesus used parables in his teaching a whole lot. You know, it's a parable is described as an earthly situation which have a heavenly meaning to it. You know, it's a earthly saying, but it's an heavenly meaning. You know, and this parable is known is known as a parable of the persistent widow. You know, in this passage, Jesus was teaching his disciples the importance of persistence. Praying. Prayer is very important. You know, we cannot live this Christian life without praying. You know, a prayerless Christian is a weak Christian. If you're a Christian and you're not praying, you're going to become so weak. You know, you're going to dry up. You're going to give way one day. You're going to just give way. Because prayer is what keeps us close to the very heart of God. If you're not communicating with God, you know, there is nothing that will mark you as being one of his disciples, one of his followers. Yes. Prayer, you know, it will open up the doorway that we need him to open up. Even Apostle Paul, he got the revelation of the significance of prayer. And elaborated on it in several of his epistles. In fact, in Romans 1 verse 9, he said, For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer. That shows us that we ought to pray one for the other without ceasing, Amen. Without stopping, live a life that is consecrated, of one that is geared on prayer. Even in Romans chapter 12 and verse 12, it said, Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continue instant in prayer. You know, there's some significance of prayer there, continue instant in prayer. Ephesians 6 verse 18, it said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watch thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. First Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing. Second Thessalonians 1 verse 11, Wherefore also we pray also for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and work of faith with power. Amen. And we can continue talking about the ferventness of prayer. We can continue talking about all that prayer does, what prayer do. You know, but this list these passages that I just read is not conclusive. It's open. More to it can be added. You know, but I'm just zeroing on those for just the interest of time. The passage tells us that not to faint, we're not to lose heart. You know, some other translation said not to lose heart. Men always ought to pray not to lose heart. Men always ought to pray not to faint. In light of the afflictions that we face from time to time, we are encouraged not to give up. Still persevere. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You know, when we look and at Romans 8 and verse 35, we said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, that means the affliction, the light affliction that we're going through, is nothing to keep us away from fellowshipping with the Spirit of Almighty God. Who shall separate us? Shall tribulation? No. Our distress? No. Our persecution, our famine, our nakedness, our peril, our sword. As it is written, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You know, so a lot of people, they would stop to pray because they think that their prayers are not being answered. And most of the time, is the Bible tells us that is our sin that is separating, that is causing our prayers not to answer the way we want it to. Our sin is blocking the path. And so as a people, sometimes we get so carried away with our own condition and our own situation that we shy away from the throne of grace, that we shy away from praying, we shy away from the assembling of ourselves one to the other because of what we think that we are going through. And we have the enemy. You know, when the enemy comes in and like a flood and he, you know, creating havoc in our life, then we think that why should we go on and pray? But I'm telling you, people of God, that when you come upon oppositions, when you come upon situations that rocking your ship left, right, and center, these are the very time that you should be more fervent in prayer. These are the time that you should more really gripped to the arm of Almighty God, because you alone, you and I alone, cannot make it through the Christian journey by ourselves. Amen. We must have the Savior with us. Hallelujah. Because we dare not walk alone. We must feel his hands around us. Yes, Lord. We cannot live the Christian life by ourselves, and we need Jesus now. Hallelujah. Even when we're going through the rough times, even when we're going through some challenging moments, these are the times that we should hold on to his unchanging hand, knowing that he cares for us, knowing that he has prepared a way, he has prepared a path for us, and he's able to hold us by the hand and take us through triumphantly. Hallelujah. So don't let anything of this world shift your very presence, shift your very standing in Christ, but let whatever challenges really cause you to get higher and deeper in God. Don't let it drive you away from the very heart of God. Our brother Daniel, he had a committed prayer life. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, we see where Daniel, in his resume was decorated as him having an excellent spirit, and that spirit of excellence come from his prayer life. Daniel never refused to pray. Amen. He prayed three times a day. He lived a prayerful life. And when you and I live that prayerful life, it opened to, hallelujah, it opened to us some avenues that we wouldn't have seen unless it's by prayer and supplication. some things that would unveil to you. It's only happening by fervent prayer, effective prayer, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we see that the prayer life that Daniel had, it caused his resume to be decorated as him having an excellent spirit. Show me a Christian that nobody can get along with, and I show you a Christian that hasn't been trained. You're hard to get along with anybody. Hallelujah. It is a challenge for you to get along with even your co-workers, even your spouse, even your children, if you're not having a prayerful life. Your prayerful life will show you how to answer every man, how your heart to answer them, to give the answer without causing any conflict or any wrath, to a soft answer turneth away wrath. And it's only by your prayer that you can be prepared to when somebody match your toe, when somebody match your car, not to curse them out, because you have been prepared for that spiritually. Hallelujah. You have won the battle spiritually. Oh, many of you know tonight that before anything can happen in the physical, it has to happen in the spiritual. And the way for you to see in the spiritual is only through prayer. Hallelujah. And so we see that our brother Daniel, when his enemies wanted to tear him down, they could not find no valid reason to destroy him. They could not find nothing in our brother. They could not find anything in our brother to put him up for failure, because he lived a prayerful life. They plotted against him. They schemed against him, but to no avail. His life was characterized by prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they thought if they could get between him and his prayer life, then they could have trapped him. Hallelujah. But further down in the scripture, we recognize that even despite the threat of the lion's den, hallelujah, they want to build up all sorts of monuments, they want to build up all sorts of statues and stuff. And whenever they hear the music play, they should whenever he prays, he should focus on that idol. But Daniel said, no, not so. I will not bow and pray to no other one but the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah that breaks every yoke and win every battle. I will not turn my focus on any false god. You will not cause me to sin against my God. But in spite of the persecution, in spite of the lion's den, I'm going to hold on to the never changing hand of Jesus Christ. I'm going to hold on nonetheless. Though everything around me seems to be caving in, they have been persecuting me because of my prayer life, because of my righteousness, because I speak the truth, because I stand. I've been going to church. My neighbors don't like me because they recognize that I'm putting on my suit every Sunday and I'm going to church. They don't like me. My co-workers don't like me because they see me sometimes by myself praying. They don't like me. They say I'm behaving like I'm too holy. But don't pay them no mind. No matter that, stand nonetheless. They couldn't find anything to accuse Daniel, so they tried to get between him and his prayer life. But how many knows that Daniel's strength comes from his prayer? Daniel's strength comes from the one who has been praying to. Daniel's strength. Yes, I hear the songwriter said, down on my knees, I found the answer when I'm on my knees. Yes, yes, yes. Many of you think, hallelujah, that you actually have to be in a situation, that you have to actually have to be in a physical place for you to get the revelation of that place. But how many of you know that when you go on your knee, hallelujah, everything begins to come clear. Sometimes you don't even know what to see, but just kneel down just the same and listen to Jesus. He's always speaking. If you just listen long enough, you will hear him say, hallelujah, words that you'd want to encourage you in a time like this. Sometimes all you can say is Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah. Sometimes all you can say is Jesus.
Hey.
Because sometimes it's the troubles of this life is coming so much up on you. All you can say is Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. I remember the other day. Yes, Lord, I remember the other day. I was in a situation. Yes, I was driving on the road. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was driving behind someone. Yes, we were driving as a team. But I thought that person was going to go through the light because the light has it was counting down. And I said, okay, he's going to go through the light as he normally does. It was still on green. But he decided that day not to go through. He decided to stop. But I couldn't stop behind him. So I began to sway from one side to the other. I began to sway. And then another motorist who was behind me, I don't know where she came from, but she came through maybe on the soft shoulder and come and put herself right before me where I should stop. And I was struggling to stop. I couldn't stop none at all until finally the vehicle just stopped right on our light and break our back light. She broke our back light right there. And I was saying, oh God, what is this that is happening now? Because I prayed and I asked you to cover me. I asked you to hide me and protect me from every accident and danger and everything. And I was there. And the lady, she sat in the car. Nonetheless, she sat in there. She didn't come out. You know, my other co-worker that was before me, he didn't come out. I asked him, did I touch your vehicle? And he said, no, you don't feel anything. But I said, I feel I touched something. But the person that stopped before me, that person didn't come out. That means maybe they are all right. But I feel I touched something nonetheless. You know, and then when the light changed to green and we start to drive off, the person, she is a lady. She started to beckon to me to come with her to pull over to the other side. So I start to drive behind her to pull over. So she turned into a garage. She turned into a car place. I don't know what that place is. But she turned off the road in there. And I followed her behind her, driving behind her. And I was just there praying. I said, God, what is it? What is it? You know, just there praying. And then I turned in behind her. And I thought she would come out of the car and stop. No, she drove back onto the highway. She just speed out of the place, back onto the highway, you know, and start to chase after the vehicle that we were driving together, the truck that we were driving together. She started to chase after that truck, and she went to put her car in front of that truck and tell that truck to follow her. And they turn off the road, and I turn off behind them. You know, I turned off behind them, and she was there talking to that truck driver and said, you hit me. And he said, no, I did not. The truck that hit you was behind you. And she, there he is. And she was there looking and couldn't see me none at all. And she was there. She couldn't see me. It's like the Holy Spirit, she just hide everything. Oh, and I don't know what happened because they went on a different side. I don't have no, you know, God just hide me. Right there and then, you know, it's right there and then, there was no chase of anything. But when I tell you that God is standing right there with you when you pray, when you intercede, when you ask his direction, he knows, you know, he knows how to get you out of situation. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, so they battled against Daniel, and they couldn't trap him. And may I remind you that even when Daniel was in the lion's den, he still prayed. He still prayed in the lion's den, and yes, he was rescued, hallelujah, from the lion's den, because the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. God is not going to let you go under. If you're a person, amen, that communicate with him, he's not going to, yes, let you lose heart. If you're a person that communicate with him, you know, we as people, yes, of God, hallelujah, we need to change our prayer life in order for it to be effective. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have to know the will. We have to know the will of Almighty God. And the only way we can know the will of God is by reading His word. If we don't pray His will, then it's going to seem as if our prayers are not being answered because it's not the will of God. And if you and I should have it the way you and I want it to, we'd mess things up. But God have a plan for each and every one of us. And as we intercede, He already know what we're going to pray for. He already prayed for us. He already interceded for us. But He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I forgive their sin. Then will I heal their land. So even though He knows our minds, even though He knows what we are going to say, but we as a people of God ought to humble ourselves. Nonetheless, we ought to humble ourselves and still pray. Even when we're going through the situation, don't get discouraged. Still pray, even though when all hell is breaking loose and we feel as if we're caving in, still hold on to His unchanging hand. Still pray through the situation. Pray until something happens. Pray until you get your breakthrough. Pray after you get your breakthrough. Pray right through. Pray right through it. Prayer should be, hallelujah, our ultimate source. When in doubt, pray. When you're happy, pray. When you're sad, pray. Pray. Let prayer be a consuming element all around you. Let you be clothed in prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. May I say to you that I wasn't always like this. Hallelujah. I've been going through stages. I've been going from different scenarios right to where I am now. I remember a time in my life when I wasn't praying. I remember a time in my life when I wasn't seeking God. I remember a time in my life that I wasn't going to church, but I recognize that when I turn my life over to Him and begin to pray and begin to intercede, then everything now start to make sense. Everything now start to show bright. Everything now start to have a meaning. Everything now start to fall into place. If you want your life to be set back together again, if you want the broken pieces to take back up and mend back together, it's time for us as a people of God to get on our knees and start to pray again.
Yes.
I recognize a changing in my prayer pattern. I recognize that even in the midnight hour when I want to sleep, it's when the Holy Ghost come and just wake me up. Time
My
to pray.
God.
Yes, yes, yes. He decorated the place. He even placed the mat where He want me to bow down and make it an altar unto Him. Yes, He even clothed me. Show me what clothes that I must wear in His presence. The Lord is able to make
My
all grace
God.
Abound when you keep
yes.
your focus upon Him. Nothing
Amen.
Just don't happen. Nothing don't just happen. This is not
Amen.
The lottery. This is not any this is not any luck. This is Christians have to pray. Christians have to seek His face. Then it will make perfect sense. If you don't
Hallelujah.
Pray, what you expect? If you don't make your intercession, what will you expect? You will fall for nothing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We also want to look at in the book of Acts, where Paul and Silas, our brother Paul and Silas, hallelujah, they were going to the place to pray. Hallelujah. This was Paul and Silas. Acts chapter 16, I believe. And they were going to a place to pray. And on the way to that place to pray, they met up on a girl. Hallelujah. A young girl with the spirit of divination. May I remind you of what the spirit of divination is? That spirit of divination is a snake type of spirit. Is a spirit, is a python spirit. And you know, python is a type of snake. Essentially, this girl was a medium in contact with demons who supposedly predict the future. This girl has some lesions with some demons, and she had this spirit of divination. But Paul sensed that spirit. When you're a praying person, you will sense the spirits that are around you. You will know what you're up against. You will have that spirit that will go across when something is not right, when something may look right with the natural eye, but when you look at it in the spirit, you'll recognize it that it is the spirit of devil. You will recognize it that is the spirit of Satan. You will recognize it because if you're looking at that girl with the physical eye, you may say, yes, that's one, hallelujah, that the spirit of God is in. But right there and then Paul recognized it and said, no, come out of her. That spirit of divination, get out. It's only by prayer that such things can work out like that. Hallelujah. Amen. Only by prayer. So Paul drove it out. And when Paul drove out that spirit of divination from that young girl, our masters got upset and they testify against Paul and Silas. They drag him into the prisons and they lock him down. Handcuffs all around him. But I want to tell you something. People of the living God, at midnight something happened when Paul and Silas got on their knees and they began to pray, hallelujah, and sing songs of rejoicing and redemption. How many of you can pray when you're going through trials? How many of you can pray when you're going through some situation that bombard your mind and keep you under? Some of you only can do is fret and worry yourself, wondering what the mess you have got yourself into. But Paul and Silas didn't think about the mess that they have gotten themselves into, but instead they won't lose a minute of praising and glorifying God. They won't lose a minute of praying. They were on their way to the place of prayer. And the place of prayer led them into the dungeon. The place of prayer led them into the prison. And they're going to make that prison a prayer house. And when at midnight they begin to pray, something happened, people of God. Yes, hallelujah. The foundation of the prison was shaken. It was a great earthquake. And everyone's eyes were loose in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. How many of you are willing, to invite prayer into your life when you're going through a season? How many of you are willing to bow your knees down and pray when everything seems like you're going to hunger, when the bills cannot be paid, when the promotion cannot come, when the money looks funny? How many of you can pray in the time when your store basket is empty, when you look in the cupboard and there is nothing in it? How many of you can pray during that time? God is looking for you. Yes, God is looking for a a people who is willing to pray. Yes, when they're going through their midnight hours, it's not only when you're on the mountaintop. It's not only when you think all is well and peace and safety that you should pray. Sometimes when you're going through the valley experience and you think, then you're going through the valley experience, don't forget to pray. The prayer will take you through victorious. The prayer will take you through triumphantly. The prayer will unveil. Hallelujah. You into a different dimension in God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Yes, Lord! I hear Paul and Silas. Yes, they begin to pray. I hear Paul and Silas. They begin to sing hymns of rejoicing. And the prison door was open. A mighty big earthquake happened. And not only their handcuff was loosed, but all the prisoners were loosed. I believe that when you and I, yes, Lord, stand even in some uncomfortable situation, and we begin to call on the name of Jesus, even the unsaved, something will happen in the unsaved life.
Amen.
That will, yes, that will change them for good. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. A midnight cry. A midnight prayer. Yes, Lord. That's all it needs sometimes to get our breakthrough. We are going through hell and high waters right now. But all it takes is a midnight prayer. Just wake up long enough, people of God, and just begin to intercede. And just begin to pray. And just begin to lift the name of Jesus higher. Something will happen. Something will turn. Something will break loose. The handcuff will fall off you. Everything that would hold your bandage will suddenly be loosed in the name of Jesus. Because you have prayed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All it takes is one more prayer. One more prayer. Yes, all it takes is one more prayer. In the book of Matthew, it said, ever since the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. But the violent take it by force. Sometimes we as a people of God need to get down low, need to prostrate before the Almighty God, lay it all out before him. Let him know that you are not comfortable with where you are right now, but you need him to pull you up a little notch higher. One more prayer. Yes, Lord. One more prayer. Lord. That's all it takes, my sister. Lord. One more prayer, my brother. I hear you, my brother. The Lord hear you. The Lord hear you, brother.
Hey,
one Jesus. More prayer.
Jesus.
One more prayer.
Jesus.
One more prayer.
Jesus.
One more prayer.
Jesus.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I hear Jesus. The Spirit of God say one more prayer.
Yes, Lord.
One more prayer.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You have been coming up to him night and day. You have been making your request night and day. You have the problem. And you go to bed with the problem. And you wake up with the problem. And you know that something has to change. Because you cannot go to bed one more night with the problem. The Lord is saying one more prayer. One more prayer.
My
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. One more prayer. One more prayer. One more prayer. One more prayer. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. One more prayer. 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 It's not time to give up. It's not time to give up. It's not time to give in. The Lord is saying one more prayer. One more prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus,
thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, thank Lord. Yes, Jesus. Lord. Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. One more prayer. One more prayer. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus.
Hey, God, one more prayer, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I feel you, Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. One more prayer.
Hallelujah.
One more prayer. One more prayer.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
You may think it's all out and done. You may think you have prayed all you can pray. You may think you have prayed from Genesis to Revelation and there's you haven't gotten the breakthrough. You may think you're going to give up praying for that situation. But the Lord is saying one more prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One more prayer.
Mighty God. Hallelujah.
One more prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
One more prayer. One more prayer. One more prayer. One more prayer.
Yeah.
Whatever you need is tonight. The Lord is saying one more prayer. You have been praying about it. You have been interceding about it. You ask other Christians to bear you up in prayer. And you still not seeing anything moving or changing. But the Lord is saying tonight, one more prayer.
One more prayer, Jesus.
One more prayer. One more prayer. One more prayer. One more prayer. The money looks funny, but the Lord is saying one more prayer.
Yes,
you're living from paycheck to paychecks, but the Lord is saying one more prayer.
One more, Jesus.
It seems like there is some holes in your store basket, but the Lord is saying one more prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You may be seeking the Lord. What is your purpose in the kingdom? You want to know what is your calling? What is your ministry gift? What the Lord has instilled in you? What is it that is inside of you that keeps telling you to go on and on? You want to know whether or not is this your gift? Is this your calling or not?
Yes.
But the Lord is saying one more prayer.
One more prayer, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God.
Don't get weary in well-doing. Don't get weary in well-doing. The Lord is saying one more prayer. Sometimes the very things that you pray, that wouldn't happen to you. Sometimes those are the very things that happen. But the Lord have a turnaround for that you think is a mishap.
Amen.
It needs some perseverance from you. It needs some pressing. Yes, a year Paul said, hallelujah, forgetting the things that are behind, pressing forward to the things that are before. I press towards the mark of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. Despite what is in your way, just continue to press. Just continue to seek his face. Just continue to turn. Just continue to lift up the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 What if your blessing comes through teardrops? What if your blessing is just in a teardrop? What if it comes through some mountain climbing? What if it comes through some rock climbing? What if it comes through some sleepless night?
Come on.
Hallelujah. What if your blessing is tied up in some sleepless night? What if your blessing is tied up in you turning the pots down and don't eat no food for a period of time until your breakthrough come? What if your blessing is more than just our Father which art in heaven? Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What if you have to go beyond the Lord's prayer? What if you have to go beyond that and seek his face for a whole 3 days like Daniel? What if you have to go beyond and seek his face for 28 days? What if your blessing is tied up in one more fasting? Hallelujah. If your blessing is tied up in one more fasting? One more sleepless night.
One more praying until daybreak. Yes. One more wrestling with the angel of God until you get your breakthrough that you won't let him go until you get your breakthrough. It doesn't take any normal prayer. It takes a prayer of intercession. It takes a prayer of commitment. It takes a prayer that you know what you know, that you know that God is going to come through for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One more prayer, Lord.
One more prayer. One more fasting. One more sleepless night.
One more, Jesus. One more. Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I must stop there tonight and give room for the Holy Spirit. I'm like halfway through my message, but I'm gonna stop there tonight. Because I think this is enough. This is where the Holy Spirit want to come in and tabernacle with his people. This is where the Holy Spirit want to come in and to undo everything, every setback. This is where the Holy Spirit want to speak to your minds. This is where the Holy Spirit want to have his way. I'm going to stop right here and then. Yes, I'm halfway through, but I'm going to stop here tonight because all the Holy Spirit is saying is one more push. I feel the Holy Spirit. Jesus. I feel you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, mighty God. Yes, Lord. One more time. I come to the Holy Spirit of God. Yes, mighty God. I present your people into your hand. I present everybody into your hand, mighty God. Yes, Lord. I pray in the Spirit of the living God. That Lord God, you will have your way, tabernacle in and through us in a very special way, mighty God. Let none of us leave the way we came, but let us leave, mighty God, with a filled up cup. Yes, mighty God, a will to go forward into you in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will break down every stony heart in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that your will, your people will perform in the name of Jesus. I pray, Spirit of the living God, that you will cut and clear somebody's pathway even now. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that no weapon formed against your people will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against them will be condemned. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, for some breakthroughs in the line tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, for some promotion. In the name of Jesus, yes, mighty God, I pray, God, for freedom. In the spirit, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every thought, yes, Lord, every mind, Lord God, that doesn't fix on you. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and I pray, God, that you will set, yes, Lord, every mind, every heart in tune with you, Jesus, Lord God of Israel. I pray, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, yes, mighty God, that you'll illuminate some minds, even. Now, and cause it, mighty God, to line up with your words in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I pray that you will speak to our souls and say, why are you cast down, oh my soul? Oh, God. Yes, mighty God, I release your people from bondage in the name of Jesus. I speak Jesus over every situation. I speak Jesus over your family. I speak Jesus over your job. I speak Jesus over your children. Jesus. I speak Jesus over your woman. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I speak Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Hallelujah. Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I speak Jesus. I see Jesus. I see Jesus over this line. Over the 30 of you that are here tonight. I speak Jesus over your life.
Hallelujah.
You will never be the same again. I speak Jesus. Yes, Jesus. You will never be the same again.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Almighty God. Have your way, Lord. Be thou glorified, mighty God. Speak, Lord. Your people is hearing you, mighty God. Speak, Jesus. Your people is hearing you. Hallelujah. 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 Sister, come in. The Lord is saying to your sister, come in, that he know you by name. He know you by nature. He know the ministry that he has entrusted in your care. He know where he has taken you from and where he's taking you. He's saying to your sister Camille that you must trust his judgment. And many times you question what he's doing, but he's saying that he's doing a good work inside of you. Jesus. And he will see through to completion. He's setting you up. He's setting you up. You may not see it nor feel it right now, but in the spirit, there is clearance for you in the spirit, sister Camille. Do not get weary in well doing. The spirit of the Lord is speaking to you this very moment, sister Camille. He knows you're uprising and you don't set in. He knows you're going out and you're coming in. He's enlarging your territory. He's enlarging your territory right now. A new day has begun in your life, sister Camille. A new day has begun in your life. Thus says the Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
You may be in the middle. Someone here may be in the middle of decision. You my want to God. Make a decision and you don't know which way to take, life or right, left or right. But the Lord is saying, just look up. Your redemption right now, he's going to redeem you. He's going to make you make that decision.
Hallelujah.
And you will never fail. He's going to make you come to the understanding of it. And when it's revealed in your spirit, you will know it, because his voice makes a difference. When he speaks, it relieves your troubled mind. Hallelujah. It's the only voice that I hear that makes the difference.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to come through for you. Whatever the decision that you want to meet, the Lord is standing.
Jesus.
Yes, the Lord is standing. Just look to him. One more prayer. One more prayer. One more prayer. One more prayer.
Mighty.
One more prayer. One more prayer. One more prayer. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And so, Lord, have your own way. Be thou glorified, mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
As I turn over tonight to our moderator, to God be the glory. All things he has done.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you for your fresh manna, Lord, from heaven, that you have allowed to fall upon us.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord God, as the man of God rightly said, prayer. One more time, going to the throne room of grace. And on that instruction, I think it is only fitting, it is only right, that whatever the situation it is that we are facing, as he has said, is it a desire for a deeper walk with Almighty God? Is it as a desire? Is it a financial strain? Is it issues at work? Is it a sickness that will not leave us? Is it an ache or a pain that is causing us problem? Is it relational issues? Whatever it is, it is just not knowing whether to turn left or right? Is it not knowing whether we should step forward or launch out into the deep? What is it? Is it a time for us to walk on water? Is it the time for us to launch our nets? Whatever decision, whatever it
is that we want to take to the Lord. I think tonight, as the man of God has instructed, let us follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and open our mics and pray and press in once more, whether it is in your heavenly language or your normal English language, whatever it is, people of God, let us open our mics and press in. Let us look up and focus on Him as we are bringing our petitions to Him tonight. Whatever the situation is, one more prayer. Have the faith. Have the faith that Paul and Silas had. Have the faith that Daniel had. Have the faith that David had, to know that once he repents and goes before God, God is just and He is a forgiver, and He is the one that will restore, and He's the one that delivers, and He's the one that makes whole. Trust and believe in Him, just as the word came to us to say, the man that didn't even regard God, had no regard for God. He's just a judge. He wasn't a righteous judge. And he said, if this woman comes to me one more time, you know, mommy can't stand for here or come to me with the same thing, you know, much less our heavenly Father that loves us so much. Let us open our mics, people of God, and pray our one more prayer.
Mighty God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Mighty God, we bless you. We honor you. God, we thank you for your presence. God, we praise your word tonight. Thank you, Almighty God, for your word to me, for your word to your people. Thank you, Almighty God, for the reminder that we
thank you for your
one time.
We thank you for your man of God, who we have anointed and has anointed for this time, Almighty God. We thank you, Jesus, for the word which has gone
to you, God Almighty. Ah,
hallelujah. Father, I pray tonight that as we receive of your word, God, we will apply it to our lives, Almighty God. So we thank you, God, that we can come to you, God Almighty, knowing that you never get weak. You are hearing, Almighty God. And so tonight, Lord, as I lift up
the name of Jesus, I pray that you will replenish, God, everything that you have done.
I pray, God, that you will touch our every need. You will touch our every desire. You will touch us, Mighty God. You will give us one more chance. That's all, Lord, we lay your throne before you tonight. And I pray, God, that you will
do that.
My God, I pray that you will do this towards Jesus. Father God, I pray myself before you tonight. And God, as I pray for a revival in my prayer life, Jesus, I pray, God, that you will help me, God Almighty, just to reach out to you and come more, God. And when I speak like giving up, I remember your word to God. That says one more prayer, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, we give you glory tonight. We give you praise. We pray, God, that you will walk upon this platform in the name of Jesus. And that you will touch it in me. You will deliver. You will set free your people, Almighty God. You know us, Jesus. You know us, Almighty God, collectively. You know, God, what our desires are. And so, God, we pray tonight that not by might, but by power, but by your Holy Spirit, God. We always need to be blessed in the name of Jesus. That what we want, that what we desire, but what is your will for us, my God. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you, God, that your Holy Spirit will come and tackle with us. And we will yearn after righteousness.